which is a Ksavish and Ois Dalet. He spoke about it. We found two different approaches to the idea of a person's avoided protus. One approach is picking one specific type of mitzvah and holding on to that intensely. The second one was what they call Sulam Aliyah, the process of going from step to step to step. He says, you find the more talks about the certain Meroyim, so held on to certain in an intense way. That was one approach. I think we're holding Vidur Sofredin, is that correct? You do as a Chavetz Chaim, Zich Lebrach, Al Chalamot, Be Zirosa, Be Amalek, Lash and Hara, Yeshu Baruch, Be Alavad, Zom Lepratis, Yos Chaim Emuno, Baruch Li, Yos Ein Sheyemes, Gemel Al Derek, Adiktu, Kamufa, Benimus. There was Nepshali, and I think I told you last time, I think we spoke about the Reno Yerna, right? We gave the Moshe the Reno Yerna in Shari Tshuva, that sounds, I spoke about that, I don't think I really speak about that. Reno Yerna says, Mumra the Dabarecha, I spoke about that last time. Mumra the Dabarecha, a person, he says, 6 and 12 mitzvahs I'm in, 6 and 13, I said, you know what, Rishon, you know, I'm not interested. So, I mean, he looks pretty good, right? 612, he keeps all the every single diktuk, every single chumrah out the ding. 613 doesn't do. It's a lot better off than a lot of us. But he says, no. If that's his attitude, he's not an evident anymore. Because a servant has no right to pick and choose. So by definition, he is no omach or shemaim anymore. He's no longer the person who has the barashim's yoke on him. So it's like, you know, it's Rosh Hashanah and me are like we're buddies. I get to pick and choose what I want. When I don't want, I'm interested. Like, you know, I'm putting myself on par with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I've lost my whole Omach Hashemai. So the opposite of that is a person who keeps everything as best as he can. But at least in one area, he makes himself that he's total Kabbalah Omach Hashemai. I have no choice. I'm never going to choose. I'm totally given over to Rosh Hashanah's will in this area. So it's a way to makabel omach l'shamayim. The Rebbe says this in Chelik Beis. He talks about the Rambam. He talks about tshuva. The Rambam talks about there's a madrega of tshuva that he does tshuva at shayyidol of yedet halumah. They'll never come back to this area again. She says, "What's that about?" You know, tshuva, you do tshuva, you know, but there's a condition of tshuva that you'll never do it again. She explains, every time you do an aver, you're really doing two averes. You did an aver, you did an aver. But the person gave you a mitzvah of ubakar to b'chayim. The person gave you a karech of b'chirim to choose properly. And you chose it properly. So when you do tshuva, you have the tshuva for two things. The tshuva for the aver that you did. You have the tshuva for the idea of choosing it properly. How do you do tshuva for choosing it properly? He suggests that the way you do tshuva for choosing it properly is by making yourself in a certain sense that you're not a barker anymore. You've lost bechira in this area. This mitzvah, whatever it is, I have no choice. It will happen, guaranteed, no matter what. I remove the concept of bechira from my mind vis-a-vis that mitzvah. That's how you do tshuva for the improper uses of bechira. The Gifter one time said, he said, you know, so Mepashat that you mean you by using the Yetzer Hara to entice ourselves, etc. He said, no, the Yetzer Hara is a mal. There's really two Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, the natural instinct that each person was given by Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's also a mal called the Yetzer Hara. And his job is to entice you. But it's not his job, not that you should give in. Russian didn't create that you should give in. Russian created that he should entice you, you should say no. Because that's what Russian wanted. It means Russian created this fellow, his what you're supposed to do with him is be enticed and say no. So what happened instead is you said yes. So you misused the Yetzer Hara. So it's like, now remember, Malach is holy. So it's like Mila Bekachim. It's like you're well behekish. So the idea of there's a Muslim person being a mukhra, and he says it's a very phenomenally difficult point in a person's avodah to reach the madrega of a mukhra. So that happens by Ni'ilah. It says, if you look at there's a medrash in Parshas Bereishis that there are five levels of the neshama. There's nefesh ruach neshama, which you're familiar with. Naran is called nefesh ruach neshama. There's also a dragon called Chaya, which he says the Rosh Chaim talks about. That's what happened to Mr. Shella, that Chanoich became a Metatron, Al-Yonobi became, didn't die. A person can reach him a dragon, and the Shema is so overpowering over the goof that the goof doesn't die. That's called Chai. That's a very high Madrega. There's a Madrega beyond the called Yechidah. That's the highest Madrega, is called Yechidah. Yechidah means there's no other existence, but in the Shema's world, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a, you say it in the Hishanah, Yechidah lo Yachadah. The Yechidah will be a Yachadah Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says the five tefillahs of Yom Kippur correspond to the five Madregas of the Neshama. And by Ne'ilah, a person touches into the Kayach of Yechidah. When the Kayach of Yechidah, the person becomes totally Mukhrach and is about his Hashem. He has no Bechir anymore. He no longer has a choice. He's so committed and connected that he will not choose otherwise. That's the void of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, he says. To touch into that Kayach, where at least in one area I become totally connected, I will not budge from this mitzvah. That's the Kabbalah's Omar Hashem. That was the Chofetz Chaim's Lashon Hara. That was the Gemara story about him being careful in the midst of tzitzis. He stood there on the ladder for 17 days like this, because I'm not going to move without wearing tzitzis. It means, watch it. He sat there for 17 days and was like, yes, no, no, yes. He got up his mind. Right? It wasn't really what yes, no, no. This was his reality. There's no such thing as me. There's no such thing as me moving without it. It doesn't exist. It's a fact.
17 days?
No, it wasn't 17 days. I'll exaggerate a little.
How do you make that differentiate between, like, we always contend that you shouldn't make it, like, people who take this on themselves, and they're super into their avodah, but in a bad way.
Right. Again, obviously the point he's going to say is each person was able to find within themselves that this is something, an area which he felt connected to. At the end of the whole thought is this is going to be a personal avodah. Right? So one person, Chofetz Chaim chose Lashon Hara. Some people chose being makbid on emes. Right? We spoke about that. Someone spoke about the idea of emunah. Each person has the area which they feel that's going to be the area where they're going to be able to, that it fits their being. I give you a mashal where we find the musig of a mukhruch. You know, just a little bit of a musig. A person has a smoking problem. He's addicted to smoking. Come Shabbos, he doesn't smoke. How do you know? I don't know, but I don't smoke a job. I can't explain it to you, but I don't smoke a job. Pshat is, what's a pshat? I was just talking about learning, you know, lachas. So, Mishra brings that you shouldn't smoke a tisha. The Knesset Gadol said, you smoke a tisha b'av, you're chayv chayv. He says, he says, a person who's dachik, after chatzoy spitzin, I should do it. Right? So somebody pointed out, once he told me, yes, I'm going to kill him, forget it. You tell me it's osir. Right? You tell me there's one sheet out there, forget it, done. Because now I have choice. Right? But if my attitude is Shabbos, it just doesn't happen. Right? So, but there's a, if that's our attitude, so then it's a physical craving of things, but you don't smoke on Shabbos.
Wouldn't the difference in that be that both would be MS on Tisha B'Av? If there's an opinion that says you can, so even if one does it, he's still doing MS. He's not, I mean, granted, one shouldn't swap, and I understand that.
My point is, even the mushroom, what mushroom is saying is there's a musig of a mukhrah that when I get to the point where I realize I have no choice, I really, really have no choice, it becomes a reality, I deal with it. So, and I don't sit there going, should I smoke, should I not smoke? Should I smoke, should I not? He doesn't spend every Shabbos spending 24 hours going back and forth. Right? The guy stands by the light switch. Yes, light switch, no light switch. He doesn't do that. Right? I mean, there's people who talk and do that. A person's becoming fool, and he's just wondering if he's contemplating Shabbos. He says, I'm going to do it. So maybe, yeah, you know, but just, yes, television, no television. You know, he's going to sit there and spend, he's going to be exhausted at the end of Shabbos because he's grappling with Shabbos. Like some guys, you know, for Shabbos, like, you know, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, that's not what that, but we understand the Muslim of where we hit a madrega in something, which is a fact by us. That's the, where that's the tikkun is. But our problem is, you know, that even such a thing, there's a time when the Baruch Hu will test the person. Okay, Shabbos is Shabbos. But, you know, the Baruch Hu will test it.
How right? early does Shabbos end?
What?
How early does Shabbos end?
Right. Right? So the guy's not Mingmach or Rebbeinu Tam is mostly Shabbos when he's, you know, he's addicted to smoking. Or maybe he is. You know, one person will handle it, and one person won't handle it. Again, but there's going to be the fringe. So the point is that the goal is to become a total mocha. There's no fringe. No pun intended in the case of citizens. Fine. Now, before Shinyan Zeba, Mamunas Adayas, this is where we're at. The Rebbeinu Sadri Garden. See, the bets on this concept, you know, we sound like it's Mamash, it's Rebbeinu Sadri Garden. The definition of a person is Oved Hashem. He chooses one mitzvah. He'll never be over this event. Shim yaskim bezulasa. Even if something else he might give in, this will not happen. Kilus somla atzis. He made for himself a tachnit, a plan. He'll never miss tefillah b'zman. Or shall yikna mamon mitzad yisura b'shum panim. He'll never, money which is gneivah to get money, he will not touch. It won't happen. Or shall al yibal b'ilas asuras. So what does it mean? Person undertakes a mitzvah and he commits to that mitzvah, total commitment. That is a way to make yourself an over to a Kaddish Baruch. So that's one mahalo.
That's not the Gemara, is it?
What?
Isn't that the Gemara says that it's you're half and half, you do one extra mitzvah?
How's the touch more condition of member? You want to know how's the touch more condition of member or the general concept?
Who's quoting saying that? You're half.
That's how you understand that. No, mitzvahachas means that he's understanding mitzvahachas means that not one time. Means I have 613 mitzvahs, right? So if you do the math, right? You divide, there's 306 on one side, 306 on the other side, and there's one mitzvah which I always do. Then you're in good hands with all things. Right?
That,
what?
Choose
the oval. That he's understanding Klal Mitzvah means not one time. He's understanding me. You're right. It means that this has become his mitzvah. So that makes him kavua. And this is the way. This is the way to be kavay himself in Shemai.
But how does that seem to go with what Rabbi was saying before, where somebody, you know, the 612, but not one. So is this person saying, okay, you know, I struggle with 612, but this one I know I can do it. I'm gonna do it.
Correct.
So that's
not, I'm not saying the two. I couldn't care less.
No. Right, but that's the difference. Yeah, right, I'm struggling correct. With this as opposed to not. Okay, correct. I want to make sure I understood that correctly.
There's a different approach, which is step by step. With the builds a safer on Termavila de Zahirus, Zahirus Mavila de Zrizus, Zrizus becomes Anakias, etc., etc. Okay, so that's a Gemara. So he wants to point out that the many Rishonim, each one chose their own lists. Asaras Parakim shows separate comes Lavovus Mahav and Sulam Avoidu Kvi Shuhum Avayir Makdom of the Shara Bas Hashem. Right, so a person goes from Shar Yichud to Shar Bechina to Shar Baras Elokim to Shar Bitochin. It's steps in a person's process in Avodas Hashem. Shlomo Shalav Rabban Moivu Me'adibur Benachas Vazehiras Mikas Lanov. in Avol Yir. The Yir the Simcha Mechelka. Misham L'Shmiyah Shreich Hashchina Ruach Hashchina Alad. Kidua Megeres Ramban. See, he presents also a process how a person will go. So the Rambans started from Dibur Menachas. The Chavzova started from Yichud Hashem, Shar Yichud. The Ben Yonah Koisiv Meiris Hashem Avosa Babushim Lefonam Toisiv Ma'al Tomi. A double short base. Meiris Hazel Sulamai Meiro to Ava Babushim Lefonam Hashem. So the Ben Yonah had a different way, a different path that he chose, which got him to his final result. Manifla the Spana Lumazois Medibur Rebbe Huda Levi because of reason. Nimsa ki tereseno nechlek is ben a yira v'ava v'asimcha. K'nira gila b'zeh sulam avadosai. The revolver sees in that he was saying there's a process of yira to ava to simcha. V'nei yitziv v'shnei gedoli oyla kol echad sulam ay kvisharis nishmosam avadosai. So the Ben Yonah's final goal was busha. The Kuzari's final goal was simcha. Which one's right? Rabbi Yonah is firmer than because he has busha, he's firmer than the Kuzari. No. Because each person, according to his sharis neshama, means what was proper for him as the being that Russia made him, this is the path of service that he's supposed to serve Russia. Is that Gisha Labusha? Is that the simplest thing I
said? Would that be based on the Gemara says, if you say things are not enough, happy the book besides. In other words, the Gemara is not going to be higher. Every book you are in your mind.
It's an interesting question because
I couldn't hear him,
what Shlomo was asking is, you know, you're telling him that the final result, each one fit him properly. It means he was able to, he was honest enough and had enough self knowledge to say, this is my final result. Did he figure that out from the starting point? In other words, they had different starting points? Or is it possible you have the same starting point with different final results? Because the way he presents it is they both start with Yira, they both go from Yira to Ava, and from Ava one goes to Simcha, one goes to Busha. That's his point, right? You started out with this with E. Now obviously you can't just pick and choose, like someone says, I pick Yovel, you know, right? You know, I prefer Simcha because it's easier than Busha. Right? That's not the point. The point is, a person has an honest reflection of what he is. He's going to find the person who made him in a certain way that he can be mitzuyan in a certain approach. So, okay. Nivul liros lisbon and kaitz at adam babadosa prodis moitzes makarma barla matara kvitchunosav umahusa. So each person will find his proper place in the world. And then at the end of the day, Rebbeinu Yonah is a sefer which has a different message and a different function than the Kuzari sefer. And it's because the Rebbeinu Yonah was a different person than the Kuzari. And the message that he gave, Klai Yisrael needed, and that's important that we have the Rebbeinu Yonah. We would be, also very important we have the Kuzari. Right? And what he was able to accomplish with his Sulam Aliyah Bavaida was not what he's able to accomplish. The Bersham is not the cookie cutter.
But we're saying that every individual needs their own Sulam.
Correct.
So
there's myriads of other Sulam. I mean, as he says, you know, Musika Mukhloikis, you know, Mukhloikis for a second, but like, you know, he presented you the Mesil Hasharim, the Ramban, the Ben Yonah, and the Chavos Lubavitch, and the Kuzari. I mean, you can't get your more basic sifrei your musar than, you know, you'd like them to agree, right? Like, you know, they all giving you the same message, and they give you five different messages. And he says at the bottom, the Rambam also has a sulam. Okay, so you know, okay, good. So we put in one room because they reverse say, you know, come up with, like, you know, a message for our generation. The message generation is that it's okay to be different. That's the message. The message is, you know, Rebbe said this is like the main thing is, you know, the main thing is this or this or this or this and this. Each person is different. It's a fascinating thought process, the way he sees it.
Isn't it a tradition that's
not the Marbah or Jotzabah, that there's a generic approach for everybody? Yes. It's a good question. And
in other words, what you said. say that this seems to be like an objective nature to the svarim that they don't like.
The Chavis almost doesn't sound like this. Listen, here's what everybody said.
This would work for me.
This is what works for me. You can figure out your own. Right. He wrote down what he feels were the important points that, you know, he felt it was important to get over. The point, so the answer is, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly, you know, or the partial answer is, right? He had a chelik in the Avodas Hashem in the Torah, which that was his responsibility to give over to Klal Yisrael. So that's what he did. Now you're going to do with that what you're supposed to do with that. I had an interesting conversation, you know, I don't know if this is so relevant to this, you know, to the crowd nowadays, but when I was growing up, the big nusach in yeshivas was a derech in learning. Okay, you want to get a derech in learning. Right. So Gifta used to drive him bad. Because he says, the purpose of a Rebbe is not to give you a derech. The purpose of a Rebbe is because you want to hear what the Rebbe has to say. He says, a derech in learning really means like this. I really couldn't care less what you have to say. I want you to give me a derech, and then I'll do my own thing and goodbye to you. Right? That's how Gifta touched up a derech and learn. Right? He says, and I'll prove it to you. He says, because the guys used to leave tells to tell them to give you a derech and learn. He's going to brisk. The brisk is your derech and learn. So if you really want to become a Talmud of brisk, so why'd you leave brisk at the end? You mostly don't say brisk.
But this one line.
Right. So it's a ride that they're not. Their goal is to get a Rebbe. Their goal is to get a Derek. And they're going to be, you know, independent being. Okay, but that was, you know, that was the ongoing update in Yeshiva. You know, they want a Rebbe, they don't want a Rebbe. Really, fine, you know. Right. I mean, I told you, I remember Musaga what it means to be, or Yeshiva's Musaga what a Rebbe is. You know, I gave you two stories about that once.
Hi, Mike.
One story I had, remember, I went back to visit Yeshiva at the time. I was cleaning for Costa, so I was able to hop around the shear, pilpul shear. So I went out to the shiva the next morning. I hopped around the pilpul shear. So I was kishmak to sit in the shear again, you know, to be able to be better, you know. And I, you know, I threw my 2 cents in every middle shear. I wasn't holding the sugya, but I threw my 2 cents, like a stupid idiot that I am. After shear, I was walking shiva out. So shiva says to me, the last time I saw the shear, or 2 times when I had been there, he says he, you know, there'd been a whole other part of the shear which this time he left out. You know, so he mentioned that to me, and I didn't remember one way or the other. You know, so I give him this blank look. He says to me, I didn't say it last time. I says, it's very possible shiva said, I don't remember. He says to me, I didn't say it last time. This went back 3 times around. I finally caught what was happening. In his mind, I'm a Talmud. The Rebbe says something, the Talmud remembers it. So now he has his theory. If Elrond doesn't remember it, so right, he didn't say it. He remembers saying it. So he's confused. It's a question of parents that he said, and I don't remember. That wasn't an option by him. It wasn't an option. And we saw, I remember one time, you know, he was telling my Reb Chaim Telzer. So he heard a full cycle of Shir by Reb Chaim Telzer, 5 years. It was a full cycle in those days. When they published, you know, the Reb Chaim Telzer, she put out, and he was very involved in the printing of it. Years later, when we were Bokhrim, there was a man, grandfather, but a Talmud Reb Chaim Telzer had his leftover notebooks. He took those notebooks and he worked through and published it, the Reb Chaim Telzer, that his grandfather had from the shul. We brought it to the shul Reb Chaim to look at. And it was the most fascinating thing. I mean, he went through the whole sefer like this. Every single page. You remember every single piece? Yes, no, no, yes. It was a mind-boggling thing. We're talking about 50 years later. And that's what a Talmud is. Talmud doesn't forget what a Rebbe is. And especially he couldn't absorb that I forgot something that he said. He couldn't absorb it. He was like, what do you mean? Elamai must didn't say it. So finally, after 3 times around, I got smart. I said, Yeshiva says, Yekazok. That's what Talmud so I made him happy, and I ended the conversation because it's getting more and more uncomfortable. You understand? Like, you know. Right. So remember, I was talking to one of my older mentors. I said, you know, so you know, I'm staying in Tells, and you know, the shmur around those Tells to give you a derech learning, right? Because only Brisk gives you a derech learning. I was like, so when am I going to get a derech my learning? I asked him. He says, you have a derech in your learning. It fits you. Each person should have their own derech. There is within a certain framework of what's considered acceptable, the definition of what's considered the true derech of learning. Within that, you don't want karma 100 copies. You know what? There shouldn't be 75 people publishing the exact same safer. Right? You have a way of looking at the sukkah different than him. He has a way of looking at the sukkah. So there's room for a conversation. There's room for your kiddush and room for his kiddush. That's why your safer looks different than his. But you know, if you pull out, go to the shelf, pull up seven, and they all look exactly the same. You know, it's the same type of shot them. Everything's exactly the same. So it means we've got a problem. And then we're back to the matchbox problem, like we spoke about. Like, you know, everybody has the exact same head. So the same thing. Everybody doesn't have the same neshama. Doesn't have the same goof. Doesn't have the same head. Doesn't have the same circumstances. So your mahalach avodah is going to fit you. Yes, within a certain framework. So he's introducing to you a certain framework which he sees from his angle. And he's seeing it from his angle. Within that, you know, you give me a lot of information, which at the end of the day, you're going to take it and personalize it. Even though he doesn't present it like that. Same way, Rashi will come and say, listen, according to my shirsh and neshama, this is pshat nezukim. He said, don't say pshat nezukim. You know, and he used to scream at you, you know, and shove it down your throat. Right? You know, you fight with him, you know, mehekatesi. And usually he's very nice when you would ask, if you push him hard enough, he'd start throwing all the riots from shots that he's right. All right. Okay, I surrender. You know, like, you know, until then, you know, it was like, mehekatesi. Okay, now, so again, this is a tremendous amount of avodah which we have, because our goal is going to be, let's take this one more paragraph and we'll stop. Noisei avodah pratis. The final goal is, he starts with Hishtalvus imater, is that the human being should connect to the Bari Arlam's Torah. Kelagia el matarazu. To accomplish that, we need to understand ourselves, and we need to then address our challenges, and then we can fit. So this shar shlishi, is going to have three sections. Marechas yedias atzmenu, a section which will be talking about how we get to know ourselves. Marechas shniya hadrach l'tikun atzmenu, which will teach us how to then address ourselves, our challenges. Marechas das tarasenu hadrach l'hisachus imater. Then, once we get to the first two steps, we can then see the message that the Baruch Hashem has for us in the Torah and how we can connect into the Baruch Hashem's Torah, that we become one, that the Torah becomes part of our being, which he calls das Torah. And that's the final goal to what's referred to as das Torah, is that the human being is connected to the Torah to the point that his mind thinks Torahic. So when he presents something called das Torah, because he functions on the same wavelength as Torah. So that's going to be the challenge. So all this has been like an introduction to get us to the point where we recognize that there's a musig of understanding yourself, then there's a musig of being the second, yourself, and then from there you can then find your place in the world of Torah. Okay.